AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. An emotional President Biden demands gun control action after yet another school shooting.
I am sick and tired of it. We have to act.
The president says this just does not happen anywhere else. Only in America are little kids killed in schools.
Beautiful, innocent, second, third, fourth graders.
Standing in the Roosevelt Room with the First Lady, he said it's time to end it.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
2 days before he left for his trip to Asia, Biden met with the families of the 10 blacks killed in a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. An 18-year-old white man has been arrested in that attack. Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Eric Estrada tells CNN the gunman killed his grandmother before heading to the school with two military-style rifles that he had bought on his birthday. The shooter, who was wearing body armor and had hinted on social media of an upcoming attack, then crashed his car outside the school and went inside armed. This was the last week of school before summer break. Today's death toll, the highest in an elementary school shooting since 20 students and 6 teachers and staff members were killed nearly 10 years ago in Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. An emotional Senator Chris Murphy, who's from the Newtown area, took to the U.S. Senate floor today to demand action from his fellow senators.
What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year.
This is AP News. Primaries held in 5 states, Georgia, Texas, Alabama, Arkansas, and Minnesota. In Georgia, University of Georgia football star Herschel Walker wins the GOP nomination for Senate. Walker, backed by former President Donald Trump, will face Senator Raphael Warnock in November. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says Georgia's new election law didn't seem to suppress the primary vote.
More people are turning out than did in the presidential primary.
Governor Brian Kemp soundly defeats Trump-backed David Perdue, setting up a rematch of the 2018 election battle with Democrat Stacey Abrams. Controversial Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene wins the GOP nomination for her seat. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, indicted on fraud charges, wins his Republican runoff election against Texas Land Commissioner George P. Bush. Paxton is also under federal investigation. More recently, the state bar is weighing possible reprimands against him over his baseless attempts to overturn the 2020 election. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.